And lots to talk about and lots to discuss. And speaking of that match taking place on Sunday, Kerry County Council have announced that there will be a big screen in Pierce Park in Tralee, host the screening of the All-Ireland Senior Football Final on Sunday next. It'll be broadcast on the big screen, was put up in Park and Piercing, and people of all ages are welcome to come along and savour the atmosphere. Mayor of Tralee is Councillor Mikey Sheehy of Fianna Fáil. He's with me on the line. Councillor Sheehy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gerry.
Okay, hopefully the weather will cooperate, but big screen in the town park. Are you expecting a big crowd?
Yeah, look, I suppose the build-up to the match, Gerry, has really started to begin. Obviously, look, it's the first time this event in our final has happened in July, which is a little bit earlier than normal, obviously. But yeah, look, we're expecting a crowd in Tralee. Obviously, we're going to have plenty of people travelling to the game. There's no doubt about that. All roads lead to Dublin. But for those that maybe can't get a ticket or maybe have decided not to travel for whatever reason, the Tralee MD, in conjunction with Tralee Chamber Alliance, have organised a big screen in Pierce Park in Tralee. So look, there's going to be a lot of fanfare, a lot of activities before the kickoff, or before the throw-in, should I say. There's going to be a DJ in action down there. It's going to be a family event. So look, lots of fun, lots of activities, trying to bring people into the town of Tralee. So look, you don't need to be on Tralee's doorstep to come into town. You know, anyone close to the town, hop into the car, hop on your bike, get into town, get into Tralee. There's going to be a huge build-up. We're looking forward to a great atmosphere. Look, like you said, unfortunately, the weather is maybe looking a little bit unsettled for the weekend, but contingencies are going to be in place. Look, if the weather does take a turn, we're possibly looking at putting up a marquee around the big screen, just to make sure people are nice and comfy while they watch the game. Like I said, look, this team is after breaking down barriers. You know, taking down Dublin 2 weeks ago was a huge ask. We're all looking forward to taking on Galway. I don't think anyone's taking anything for granted at the moment. I know there's lots of talk of, you know, welcoming the team back into Kerry on Monday and whatnot. But look, I think the focus at the moment is just trying to enjoy that game and get behind our team as much as we possibly can.
Certainly is a good. And look, maybe there is a time of year issue. There is huge demand, obviously, for tickets, and there will be massive demand, I imagine, for Galway as well to get to this game. First time in a long time that they've been there. First time in a number of years that we've been there. So there will be people who they won't be able to get there. They won't be able to make it.
Yeah.
A lot of people. It's the busiest time of the year in terms of tourism. Unlike, I suppose, in other years where people may have had more time to get there and get back or be able to take off work. There'll be a lot of people. So there will be a lot of demand to go to communal events in Kerry to watch the game together.
Absolutely, 100%. And look, like I said, there's going to be a huge appetite for this game. I mean, look, I know from talking to everyone, and you know yourself, Jerry, you're a big football fan. Kerry on the crest of a wave at the moment. There's huge momentum behind this team, youthful team, a lot of ambition, a lot of potential. And on the other side of the house, like you just said there, there's been a little bit of a famine in Galway. Their last All-Ireland final was over 20 years ago. There's going to be a huge demand for tickets from that neck of the woods. But In saying that, like I said earlier on, there's plenty of people who won't be travelling to the game for one reason or another, whether it be not being able to get their hands on tickets or whether it be just not being able to physically get there. And these communal events are going to offer, you know, they're going to offer something to people. And again, look, it'll bring people into town, into Tralee town, into Killarney town, into wherever. But it's all about that. It's all about creating a buzz, creating an atmosphere, getting people out and about. It's a huge weekend of sport ahead of us in Kerry. Look, we live, eat and breathe this. This is what it's all about from a Kerry perspective. It's about getting out. It's about getting out, supporting our team, showing the boys, you know, that we're all behind them. I know that Bunting went up in Tralee during the week. There's a lot of talk. You know, our county captain is from Tralee, Joe O'Connor. Very proud of him and obviously his Austin Sack roots. But look, like I said, we just want to get out and about. Show the team we're there. Show the team that we're supporting them. They've had a huge year so far throughout the league, an incredible league campaign, and topped off obviously with taking down the Dubs 2 weeks ago. But look, it's all focused now on Sunday, Jerry. As you know yourself, a semi-final is one thing. It's all about the final. It's all about getting out and supporting our team.
We're still awaiting news of the possibility, and I will say it's a possibility because, again, it's a different time of year. I know Irish Rail will be under pressure in terms of general ticket bookings as well. Ticket sales gone, trains booked out. I'm hearing talk of a meeting of Irish Rail management at lunchtime today. Would you be hopeful there'll be an extra special train put on early and late?
Absolutely. I'd urge Irish Rail to do all they can in terms of putting on trains. Look, I suppose you were just speaking to Deputy Brendan Griffin there about public transport links and whatnot. We are a rural county and we need those links open and available. This is a special weekend for us. This is a bumper weekend. This is a weekend where people want to travel with their kids, with their friends, with their family. They want to get up to Dublin. The train is a really accessible way to get into Dublin, into Houston, onto the Lewis and onto Croke Park. So look, I'd urge Irish Rail, whatever they can do to possibly put on extra trains and increase that capacity. It's hugely important.
Certainly is. Listen, Mikey, we're going to leave it there. My thanks to you for talking to us on the programme this morning. Final question before you go. How many times have you been asked, do you have a ticket?
Plenty. Look, they're like hen's teeth at the moment, but look, hopefully they'll start to filter through the end of the week. Like I said, look, it's a big week for us, and look, before I go, I just want to wish Jack and all the team the very best on Sunday. The whole county is going to be behind them. You know, it's a big weekend for us.
Yeah, indeed. Okay, we'll leave it there. Thanks a million for that. That's Councillor Mikey Sheehy there, Mayor of Tralee, talking about the big screen that'll be up in Tralee Town Park and Pierce Park on Sunday.